Children are on their own journey. We are not in charge of that journey. We're in charge of our own journey in life. Yet, both the children and ourselves often really look for three key questions. Am I seen? Am I worthy? Do I matter? Am I seen? Am I worthy? Do I matter? These are the gifts any parent or step-parent can give to their children. For you see, the children are not our easels to paint. They're not our diamonds to polish. They're not trophies. And they're not badges of honor. Children are an idea. They're not expectations. They're not a reflection. And they're not a legacy. They're not a project or my striving or desire to make a perfect being. In fact, a child's job is to fumble, stumble, cry, make mistakes, and try again. And if you listen to that, that is the key to freedom. The greatest gift you can give your children is to give them the freedom to be imperfect. Because in that way, they stay in infinite possibilities. And ironically, it's the greatest gift we can give ourselves. The freedom to make mistakes and not be perfect. The more we meet life in this neutral state, without attributing goodness or badness to what we are encountering, but simply accept it as isness, the less we'll need to interpret every dynamic as if it were about us, as if it were about the divorce, biological parents, or any other situation that we may find in our houses. In this way, we can have our tantrums and our children can have their tantrums without it triggering us, and we can correct their behavior in a very positive way without exhibiting our own resentment, our own guilt, our own fear, or distrust. Whenever you're in a parental role, you are not raising a mini-me, but you're actually raising a spirit with its own signature. So it's critical to separate who you are from who each of your children are. After all, how can we raise independent, free-spirited, autonomous children if we ourselves are not independent and autonomous? How can we raise someone else to have a spirit that's open and willing to listen if we do not exhibit those qualities ourselves? If we do not accept ourselves completely, then it almost becomes impossible to parent. I accept that I am a human being before I am a parent. I accept that I have limitations, shortcomings, failings, and that I frequently lose my center. Actually, I frequently lose my center worse than my child ever does. And I have to accept that I don't always know how to respond to a child. And I accept that sometimes I'm too tired to do the right things, and that I often do the wrong things, and that it is okay. I have to accept that my desire for power and control over the children can often overcome my better decision making. And I accept that when I watch the children and I respond and get triggered, it may also be my own personal yearning for consciousness. Always remember that children come to us full of the what is and not of what isn't. When we see our own reality through eyes of what it isn't, we then inadvertently teach our children to operate from lack. When we see our children for all they are yet to become, we teach them that they are complete. When we see our children through the eyes of all their faults, we teach them that they are incomplete. When children see the look of disappointment in our eyes, it means a great deal. It actually strips them of their enthusiasm for expressing themselves. In fact, isn't it often the adjustment of our expectation rather than reality itself that's the hurdle we really have to leap? In fact, do we have to ask ourselves, are we so conditioned to teach and sermonize that we're often insensitive to the ways a child may reveal their uniqueness, showing us that they are unlike anyone else who ever walked the planet? It's no surprise that we have difficulty tuning into a child's essence when we have been treated with a great deal of sermonizing and teaching and correcting in our own childhoods. So when you are lucky enough to be in a home with a child, remember that this child is a mirror to ourselves. In the end, it all comes down to those three questions. Am I seen? Am I worthy? Do I matter? Living in a home with children gives us the gift to ask those three questions to ourselves and to do the work as to what made us who we are today and how we could be better. It also gives us the platform to really exhibit to a child what true freedom looks like and what true introspection looks like. I wish you all the best with yourselves and your children. Namaste.